our awesome universe, where the universe keeps doing things nobody asked it to do, and we are here for every baffling detail.
Today, we're covering space news from OneSpaceMan 2000, a delayed astronaut launch, a black hole that shouldn't exist yet, and a surprisingly warm patch beneath Mars' South Pole. Let's start with all three, because they belong together.
Three stories, one theme. The universe and our machinery for exploring it, both doing unexpected things. The question underneath all of them is the same. What did we think we knew, and what just changed?
Starting with the Dragon delay, NASA's statement on August 29th sets the tone. Joint NASA and SpaceX teams are performing additional tests and data review, and will complete any necessary rework prior to launch. A new target date will be announced once available.
So Crew 13 isn't going to the ISS on September 12th. An oxidizer leak in the propulsion system grounded the mission, and the next launch window is genuinely unknown. That's not a scheduling inconvenience. That's a hard stop until the hardware passes review.
And then the scale shifts completely. The Earth.com piece on giant black holes asks how objects weighing a billion suns existed when the universe was less than 700 million years old. The James Webb Space Telescope observations point towards something called a black hole star, a young black hole wrapped in gas so dense the whole object shines like a single enormous star.
A black hole disguised as a star. The universe spent 13 billion years hiding that one.
The light from this object has been traveling for 13 billion years, from just 660 million years after the Big Bang. No earlier example has been found, which makes it the most distant known object of its kind.
And then Mars quietly raises its hand. The Caltech piece reports that gravitational measurements reveal Mars's interior southern hemisphere runs 200 to 400 degrees Celsius warmer than the northern half, and is partially molten.
The research, led by Caltech alumnus Alexander Byrne and published in Nature on August 27th, frames this as context for Martian history, specifically the periods when Mars may have hosted conditions favorable for life. A warmer interior changes the timeline of what was possible down there.
Dragon waits on the ground. A black hole star rewrites early cosmic history, and Mars turns out to be warmer inside than anyone expected. The universe remains productively inconvenient. Delayed launches, ancient black holes, and a molten Martian interior. The common thread? Is that our best models keep meeting new data, and the data keeps winning. More next time.